Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Critical Hit Punch All Nazis takes place in the early days of World War II and combines high adventure with cosmic horror. All dates, locations, and historical events are thrown out the window in order to create a fun story, so don't put too much thought into historical inaccuracies. All accents are done poorly, but with love, and no disrespect is intended. Last time
on Critical Hit.
I swear, if we fade snake people and Nazis and robots and flying terrors, if what kills me is a slick patch of ground, I'm going to be so pissed.
Without even looking, immediately slam the vehicle into reverse.
Jones, I think we should probably debrief before we call it a night.
Did you save any of the moonshine there, Doc? I think I could use an antiseptic.
It is the next morning. It is cold. The fire has gone out. And you guys wake up to a very, very cold house. The sun is starting to peek through. It's a clear morning.
Should we hit the cafe?
Yeah. I guess if we're going to hitch a ride, well, should we get the car back?
Yeah, probably.
If we can.
I mean, it's the same place, basically.
And settle up, yeah.
Yep.
I hate to say it, I think we may have just bought a tow truck. Or rather, you may have bought a tow truck, Carlos.
Wow. Sorry. Something tells me that no matter how much I pay for this, we're not keeping the tow truck.
You're just going to go right over to the garage and the cafe?
Yeah.
Are you going to wake up Jones or Blake or anything?
Yeah, Dutch will, like, knock on the wall and be like, hey, agents, we're going to go over to the cafe.
There is no response. Okay. All right, so you all pile into the truck and you head over to the garage / gas station / cafe. And it's bustling. It's a bustling morning. There's a car parked out front, getting gas put into it. And Mr. Morrow sees you coming down the road to the gas station. And as soon as he spots the truck, his happy face turns into a sour, angry expression. Do you park the truck into the garage, Blisco, or do you park it somewhere else?
I'll look and see if he gives any indication as to not go take it straight into the garage.
He just stares at you and is giving you the evil eye.
Yeah. Take it into the garage.
Okay. You guys can gather up your belongings in a long bag or something.
Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What in tarnation did you do to my truck? My beautiful truck! What'd you do, drive off the edge of a cliff or something?
Now that you mention it.
What?
Muddy roads.
Oh, this is no good. This is no good. I thought you said you knew how to drive.
Yeah. Knowing how to drive and being able to predict every possible thing is two different things.
All right. You just need to hammer out some things.
It's some things. And he walks around to the back of the truck and sees the smashed in bumper. Oh, good Lord. Oh, my. This is going to cost you. This is going to cost you print plenty.
All right. Take it easy. We'll settle up.
Well, now let me think. I'm going to have to get a new bumper. Mm-hmm. It's going to have to come in. It's going to take a couple of weeks. That's probably going to set me back. And I got to get a new headlight at the same time, hopefully in the same color. That's going to be $50.
Drive a hard bargain, but...
Do you give him the money?
Yep.
Oh, okay. He sees you pull out. Do you pull out a wad of cash, or how do you show it?
$50. Dutch probably has it in his wallet.
Okay.
So he'll pull out two 20s and a 10.
Oh, you see him kind of rub his hands, and his, as soon as he sees the money, his attitude has suddenly changed. And you see him lick the corner of his lips as he takes the money from you, and he kind of licks the tip of his finger and starts to rub it on Jackson's face. And then he holds it up to the light, snaps it. Yep, this is good. Does the same thing with the other Jackson. Yep, this is a good one. Does the Jefferson. Holds it up to the light. Yeah, all three of these are good. Very good, very good. Well, it was a pleasure doing business with you boys. If you ever need to borrow the truck again, it is not available.
That's fair. But we're on our way to the cafe, so...
Oh, yeah, we got some country chicken fried eggs fresh this morning.
Oh, good.
All right, well, go. I'm sure it's good.
Yeah, we'll get out of there.
All right, so you head into the cafe, and sure enough, as soon as you open the door, the smell of food just wafts over you, and you can just smell everything that's coming in. And Cora Morrow, the person who runs the cafe, she is just running from table to table, pouring coffee. The men at the table are hungrily wolfing down their chicken fried pancakes and their chicken fried biscuits and gravy because they've got to get to the mine. You can tell that these guys are decked out in their miners' outfits for a day of digging and whatever that you do in the mine, blasting and picking and hauling. And they are eating their food as fast as they can. Everybody seems to be in extreme rush. The man that you now recognize as the newspaper man, he is sitting at a table just slowly eating his food and reading the paper, his own paper. And, you know, but everybody is very busy. You can see somebody in the back in the kitchen who's very quickly cooking. And then sure enough, as soon as you guys find a spot to sit down and eat, you hear a whistle go off down the street. Like a steam whistle coming from the Underhill Mining Company. Just this, you know, steam whistle of everybody gets to work. And at that instant, everybody just stops what they're doing and they look at each other and they all just get up in unison and leave the cafe. Thank you, Cora. Thank you, Cora. Beautiful breakfast, Cora. Oh, we love them chicken fried biscuits and gravy, Cora. Oh, I could eat them every day. In fact, I'll come back tomorrow and have some more. And they all just leave at the same time. And it's kind of weird to just see them all get up and leave in unison, but they all get up and walk out and walk up the street towards a waiting truck down by the mining company building. And you can see them head up into the hills. Cora just lets out a whew and kind of sits down. Oh, boys. Hello. What can I get for you?
I think coffee would be a good start.
Oh, yes. And she goes and grabs a clean cup and puts it in front of you and pours you a big cup of coffee and sets some sugar and some cream there by you. And for the rest of you?
Did I hear chicken fried pancakes?
Oh, chicken fried pancakes. Yes, we can get you a whole stack of those.
Sure.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Oh, two chicken fried pancakes. Two chicken fried pancakes!
Do you have anything in the way of fruit?
Oh, yes, we have chicken fried apples. And Virgil can cut you up some bananas and chicken fry them up, too.
Could I get some non-fried bananas and maybe some chicken fried oatmeal?
Chicken fried plantains.
Virgil?
Don't.
Chicken fried oatmeal and a plain banana. And then you hear this guy in the back, sure thing, Miss Morrow. Plain banana. What in the heck?
I do love Kentucky.
Good time.
Well, Kentucky, looks like you boys caused Clayton a little bit of excitement this morning. So I'm rushing over to where you parked the truck. Everything okay?
We dinged it up a little.
Oh, my. He's not going to like that. He's not going to like that one bit.
Oh, that's all right. We've already squared up.
Oh, you did. You boys have a lot of money. Seem to be.
I have a good insurance policy.
Oh, I never trusted insurance.
Well, it's one of those things. Yeah. Don't want to use it, but it's good to have.
I guess. But as long as you were able to keep him calm, then that's all that matters.
Yeah, I think he'll be all right.
All right, well, I'll go get your food. She wanders off, and a few minutes later, sure enough, here come two stacks of chicken fried hotcakes. What did you get, Blisco?
I don't think, I probably a little bit of everything.
All right. Chicken fried, a little bit of everything, some chicken fried oatmeal, and then there's just this sad looking banana unpeeled on your plate, and she turned it so it like makes the frowny smile instead of the happy smile.
That's just cruel.
And to think this cultivar will be completely dead in just a few years.
Yum, yum, yum. Food is good.
Any sign of Blake and Jones?
No, they have not come in yet. Okay. Jingle on the door, and you hear some clomping of boots, slow clomping of boots. Morning, Miss Morrow. Now, I've told you, Sheriff, you don't be spitting in my cafe. Don't worry, I haven't had a chance to put the chow in yet. What's the word? Oh, well, you know, the boys went off up into the hills to do the mining today. The whistle rang right as soon as it was supposed to. That's good. That's good. What about you boys? You still in town?
No, sir. We left.
Mm-hmm. I see. A smart one. Uh-huh. What about them, agent fellas?
Oh, they're around somewhere.
Are they now? Okay. Yeah, it's good to know. Good to know. Well, Miss Morrow, I think I'll have me a cup of coffee and a pouch of that chew tobacco over there. Oh, yes, Sheriff. Yes, Sheriff. She goes off and gets him coffee and a pack of chew tobacco. And he's just sitting there at the counter, just kind of staring at you through his glasses, drinking his coffee. Finally, he finishes it. Well, we got some digging to do. Boulders fell down on the road up a spell, and we got to get off the road so people can get safely to the mines this morning. So I go get my boys wrangled up and up onto the mountain. Good day, Ms. Morrow. Good day, Sheriff. As soon as he gets out, you see him out the door. You see him just pull out a big old chaw of tobacco and stick it under his lip. Yes. So it's out there, and you see him grind on it for a minute and then walks off.
Gross.
Yeah. If you ever wonder what picture is in the dictionary next to revulsion.
Okay, so leads. We have an abandoned mine shaft.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have two potential luminaries and enclaves. And I suppose the weird lights at the lake, but that doesn't seem to be directly involved. So yeah, I would say maybe that one if we have time.
Yeah, I don't think we need to poke our nose in any extra weirdness unless we have to.
Oh, did you boys? I hear you say, boys, did I hear you say that there was lights at the lake?
Yeah.
The man who is the newspaper man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we saw some last night.
Oh, you did. And pulls out a notebook. What time did you see the lights?
Must have been after midnight.
After midnight, and it was down by the south end of the lake, or the north end of the lake.
I don't know what side were we on.
You were on the west side of the lake, so they probably saw him on the east northeast side.
Okay. I'll tell him that.
You seen the little green aliens? And he kind of... And you hear Cora kind of giggling too. And whoever, Virgil, the cook in the back. Whoa, yeah, little green man. Yeah.
No, we didn't see any people or aliens.
And I didn't get your name, boy. What is your name?
My name is Carlos.
Carlos, yeah, with a K? Mm-hmm.
No. With a C.
Oh, okay.
Arbogast.
Wait a minute. Are you related to the Arbogast of New York?
I am.
John Arbogast, who just got the award from Hitler?
Yep. Mm-hmm. That's my father.
Ooh, yeah. Hitler's son visits town. Okay, yeah. All right. And what about you? Turns to each of you. What are your names?
Nicholas Elias.
Nicholas with a C?
With a K. Spelled like it sounds.
Okay. You see him scratching out. Okay, well, this Elias. And where are you from? You also from New York?
Oh, I'm from Massachusetts.
Massachusetts. Oh, okay. Very good. Boston?
No, sir.
Okay.
Closer to Arkham.
Arkham. Oh, yeah. I've been there a couple of times. Yeah. I got my journalism degree there.
Did you go to the university?
I did.
I see.
Small world. You know the dog at the library?
Oh, yes, very much so. Good dog.
Yeah, we just met him.
Very good. You always ever hear a rumor of a strange animal running around on campus. I was always warned that there was a strange cat running around, but I never done see it myself.
Oh, I heard the rumors. I wouldn't put too much behind them.
Okay.
That kind of thing is crazy.
He's just like nonstop. Oh, yeah, just like the aliens. Yep. Ha ha. All right. Well, it's certainly nice talking to you. And
hey, can I ask you a question?
Yeah. Sure.
So, who owns the newspaper?
Well, that would be me.
Oh yeah. Did you build it up yourself, or did you buy it off of someone else?
Oh, no. I was apprenticing here back when I graduated from Arkham University. He kind of looks at you, Doc, and kind of gives you a big smile. And I was apprenticed down here when the owner died, and I just kind of took over for him. There's nobody else left that was running the place. It had no heirs, and it was anything like that. So I just kept on doing it with my education.
Okay. Who was the owner?
Oh, his name was Jasper Tully.
Does that ring any bells?
Feels like it does. But I can't for the life of me remember.
Did he ever talk to you about a group called the Luminaries?
Luminaries? No, I don't remember him ever talking about Luminaries.
Does he look like he's lying?
You can roll one of those. You can roll one of those lie detector tests. What is that? That's a insight plus observation, I guess.
Good old roll of 11.
Good old roll of 11, indeed.
I'll take a momentum since we have it.
All right.
Two successes.
Two successes. All right. So you get that momentum back. No, it does not appear like he is lying. It appears like he is telling the truth.
Okay. All right.
So what's a luminary?
Oh, it's like one of those college association things, you know, the rings and the code words.
Oh, yeah. I was a tap a keg is the fraternity that I belong to.
Mm-hmm.
You familiar with that?
Oh, yeah.
Ah, well, good. Alumni visit town. Good. Well, thank you so much, boys. Any other questions for me? Otherwise, I got some news to be writing up.
I don't think so. Unless you guys got any questions.
Nah, I think you covered it.
Okay, well, good day, gentlemen. Cora, thank you very much. Bye now. And he leaves. Oh, I do like him. He's such a man of few words. Well, now, is there anything else I can get you, boys? Would you like another uncooked banana?
No, that will suffice. Thank you.
All right. And she starts gathering up your plates, slides a bill onto the table. You just pay when you're ready to go.
Yep. I will pay and leave a decent tip.
Nice. Very nice of you. All right. You leave and you're standing out in front of the gas station. You are in the middle of town. You see a few kids wandering around heading towards a school building. You can see maybe a blonde hair of Sissy as she's walking towards the school building. She's bundled up. It is still very cold. But she is bundled up. Her feet are, you know, her shoes are just caked in mud.
Okay. So Dutch will say, no immediate recognition from the newspaper man. You want to go look around the church?
We can. Either that or we can just head up to the mines and see what we can find there.
Well, what do you think? I figure right now everybody's at work, so the chances of there not being a lot of people at the church are higher. Maybe allows us a little bit better of a chance to look around.
Mm-hmm. Fair. Yeah. I just afraid we'll probably have the same issue just running into people that inherited the space more or less and don't really know so much about the history, but we can find out.
Well, that's why hoping that there won't be too many people around, because then we can snoop around, which I think we should still do at the newspaper, just not when the editor-in-chief is on his way back to
write up some reports. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, so you walk across town, and you sure enough come against come across the church, and again, it's a big granite building, which seems somewhat out of place for this town, just because most of the towns are brick and wood, not granite. And this church looks old, like really old. Like it looks like it is older than the town itself.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, again, very ornate, something that you would not expect to find out here. It's done in a very Italian style. And as you approach the main door, you do see above the door again, you see the luminary symbol along with some other religious symbols.
Yeah.
Is there anything that you're going to do outside the church, or are you just going to go inside the church?
Is it immediately evident what denomination it is?
I mean, for you, Carlos, you would think that this is a Catholic church.
Yeah, it looks Catholic.
Yeah. For the rest of you, I don't know what you're for. Probably Doc, you would not recognize it instantly, although it would look familiar.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know what your other religious denominations are for you, if any of the other of you practice any kind of a religion.
Does it seem like there's any evidence that it might have been, like, moved from another land, like, actually?
No, this granite, the stone, it looks like just like the boulder that you were wrapping your truck around. So this is local native stone, but again, this is not something that people would go out of their way to say, hey, we need to build a big granite church here.
Right.
As we approach, I'll be like, all right, Doc, we're looking for magical angles and codified messages. So keep your eyes open.
All right.
As you approach, as you get closer to the church and the door, you hear something that sounds like hammering going on in the inside of the church.
Hmm. Construction-type hammering, or like abominations trying to escape the basement hammering?
More like kink, 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 kink.
So Red's trying to tunnel out of Shawshank Prison kind of hammering. Okay, cool.
The invisible servant hammering.
Got it.
Is it open?
Sure. You open the door and you go in, and it is warm inside this church. It is really, really warm.
Oh, nice.
And the floor is granite. You know, you've got some pillars that are look like a very, very old polished wood, holding up like a choir loft behind you as you're entering into the place. And it is just polished stone all around, pews down the middle, you know, the altar up front with a giant cross, very much, you know, small Catholic church type thing. Okay. But you do notice. Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, when we walk in, Dutch will say hats and take off his hat.
As you walk in, you see up on a ladder, up on the side of the wall, you see a strapping young man with he's shirtless. He's got a pair of coveralls on, but they're stripped down to his waist. And he is with a hammer and chisel hammering what looks like a frieze. It looks like he's hammering a frieze off of the side of the wall. And, you know, you see the granite dust just kind of falling down onto the ground. And he's just doing his thing, just minding his business, hammering away.
Like Dutch will look around. Is there anybody else here?
Nope, it's empty.
He's going to walk over there and be like, hey, hi.
Oh, my goodness. Hello. Hello. Oh, hi. I didn't hear you come in. I was busy working. Hi. What can I do for you?
I was wondering, what are you doing?
Oh, Paul, Reverend Preacher to Good, my father, he wants these Catholic symbols chiseled off the wall here because he thinks it's a little bit too ornate for a good Baptist church.
Oh, I see.
I'm Billy Ray, by the way, and he starts coming down the ladder. He extends his hand. How you do? How you do? Did you need to see my father?
Yeah, we'd like to talk to him if that's all right. Dutch will like real quick look around to see if like any of the exposed wall or anything has any other weird signs on it.
Okay, so why don't you give me an observation plus insight on this?
Okay.
The more successes you have here, the better.
So since he advised that I should do the same, I could probably do that too.
Yeah, anybody can do it, yeah.
Quite cool, Junior.
Let's see.
Two successes. Right.
Two successes for Rodrigo.
They're double eights. Would have been better if they were double sevens, but
one success and one complication for Brian. Two successes from Doc. From Matthew.
Yeah. Wait, that might be three. Hang on. No?
Oh, for perception?
Oh, yeah, if you have perception, sure.
Or observation?
For observation. I have three in observation.
You don't have a specialty. You don't have a specialty.
Yeah, do you have a focus? Okay.
I was thinking that the number alone would change the thing. No, I don't have
a
focus.
That's what the focus does for you, is it lets you have a higher threshold of success.
Critical. Let's go. You want to try or no?
No.
Your successes. Let's go. He may have. He seems a little woozy this morning. Very woozy indeed. And is just kind of, I think maybe taken in by the majesty of the church, but it is clear for Dutch and it is clear for Doc that the interior of the church has gone through some kind of a renovation, and it looks to be a recent renovation. And as you look where Billy Ray was at, you can tell that from kind of the midpoint of the church towards the altar, that whole frieze area has been chipped away. And the part that Billy Ray is working on right now is a bit that has four men carrying what looks like a tablet. And then the one next to that has what looks like a cave opening. And then the one next to that has them praying at a cross on the ground. And it's somewhat rudimentary, but it is still very clearly detailed that these are these are men that are, it looks like it's telling the story, at least in that last bit of the frieze of building the church. On the opposite side of the wall, you can see what look like snakes in the cave. Like, you see the opening of the cave, but you see like these snakes looking like they're coming out of the cave. And then there's nothing else. It's just like that part of the frieze from that part of the church forward was either not thought about or not completed. And Billy Ray notices that you looking at this, and he's just like, yeah, Father says that this is somewhat blasphemous and needs to be taken down. So I've just been working my behind off, if you know what I mean. And he's kind of saying that to you, Valentino. Yeah, it's long, hard work and hot in here. Woo, it's hot in here. But yeah, it's coming along. We're gonna make this a church right for us, without a problem. None of that Catholic influence is what my father said.
Sure. Does Dutch have a camera?
He does.
Okay.
You pull out your little brownie collapsible camera.
Yep. I'll be like, hey, you mind if I take a couple pictures?
Oh, sure. And he kind of stands up proud with his shirt down. Yep. How about you, movie star? Come up here and stand next to me. And he puts his arm around you, pulls you in, pulls his arm around you. And this is the thing, Valentino, since you've come into the church and you started seeing what was on the friezes, you have suddenly remembered that this book that you've been carrying around is super important to you. And so you're once again drawn to the book. But yeah, he pulls you aside and pulls you in close to him. He's got his arm around you and he's standing up tall and straight and smiling.
Yep. Dutch will take a picture of him and then he'll turn around and aim it at the snake wall. Well, he'll aim it at Doc and Blisco and then actually take a picture of the snake wall.
Okay.
And then, yeah, he'll just like real quick, just like snap a few pics of the what remains of the murals.
Okay. And Billy Ray turns to you. I didn't catch your name. And he starts pumping your hand and squeezing it. I'm Billy Ray.
For me or for Brian?
For Valentino.
They call me Valentino.
I can see it. You look just like him. You just look just like him. I went and saw a picture show about 2 years ago. You look just like him.
That's what they keep telling me.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, my father is out preaching the good word to some of the hill folk today, but he'll be back tonight if you need to talk to him. In the meantime, I better get back up on this ladder. Otherwise, my daddy can be a little angry if I don't have my chores done by the time he gets home.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, I'll
look around, I guess.
Okay. And he kind of gives you a little wink and he's up the ladder and just don't break anything. Ha 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 ha. You're not going to break anything. This is all granite.
Sure.
And so he's back up there. Tink, 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 tink. And there's a little head of one of the men that's carrying the big flat stone just kind of pops off and lands on the ground at your feet. Oh, watch out there.
I'll check out the head.
Yeah.
There's not a bathroom. There's no indoor plumbing in this.
Okay. All right. Okay. Like, you're not on a ship, idiot.
Yeah.
Okay. So does it seem like that is representing the like founding of the church?
Maybe. Why don't you see if you can do one of your academia plus reason checks, a D1 on this?
Let me get a momentum.
Okay.
One success and one complication.
So, from what you gather from these, what remains of these friezes, it does look like this is somehow telling the story of this church being built. But that's the only thing that you can come across. Mm-hmm. And then if you stare at the final frieze a little bit too long, it gives you the willies.
And the final one, is that the one with the snakes?
That's one of the one that looks like there's snakes coming out of the mouth of the cave or out of the, it's like, imagine just like a crude upside down U as kind of like the opening for the cave, mm-hmm. and kind of like spiraling out in all directions.
Stylized snakes.
Yeah, come these like a spiral of snakes, squiggly snakes, kind of in a circle, radial circle coming out of the mouth of that cave.
Okay.
And that's the one that gives you the willies.
I wonder what Dr. Freud would have to say about that.
Well, I wonder what Dr. Yu would have to say about that, since you just treated a snake bite.
Large snakes.
Yep, and here you hear you say large snakes. Yep, there have been some snake attacks around here. I heard one of the sheriff's men got bit last night. Not that I'm sorry for him, but God bless him, but I'm not sorry for him, but God bless him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he had the pleasure.
All right. Yeah, Dutch will, like, basically walk around the whole church until somebody tells him not to go somewhere.
Yeah.
I'm guessing if this was built as a Catholic church, it probably has, like, at least the alcove where confessionals would go.
Yeah, it's got an alcove for confessionals, and then if you go up onto the altar, you can find the rectory behind there, the space where the priest prepares before he comes out.
Okay. He moves stuff around, hoping that, like, a wall will, like, turn around. Because has that happened to us yet? That
not yet.
Catacombs?
Nope, not yet.
Chandeliers or...
No, nothing like that. No, nothing like that. These are, you know, all the walls, except for back in the behind the altar in that area where the priests prepare. It is oak paneling. It is polished oak paneling back there. But you can tell that it's like adhered to the concrete or to the granite wall. Like there's not a secret space behind that bit.
Sure.
Let me ask you guys if you guys know anything about building construction.
Only enough to get me into trouble.
Sure. Especially when it comes to like masonry type buildings. Do you know anything about that?
I know only that it has to be plumb and it has to be level.
Okay.
Plumb and level, attorneys at law. Whatever might show up in the various Freemason urban legends or, you know, any type of history there, I absolutely know. Whether that has anything to do with actual masonry is probably, you know.
Well, okay, so.
You know, there's a couple trial involved.
Yeah, I know Weishaupt.
So one of the things that is really important, as you said, Rodrigo, about building construction is it needs to be straight and level. Mm-hmm. And there's one part of the building that is kind of key to making sure that the rest of the building is straight.
Ah, key.
What not a key. One?
The foundation.
Stone.
Well, it's not called a keystone. You're close.
The cornerstone?
A cornerstone. The cornerstone of a building is the first stone that they lay down. That is how they then make sure that the rest of the building is straight and narrow. Cornerstones today usually include, like, they put a time capsule.
They have information, yeah.
But they do have information on them or around them, etc.
Would that be outside?
That would be outside.
Okay. Yeah, between Dutch's, like, probably, like, pop architecture, whatever architecture is, like, fancy and interesting nowadays.
Bauhaus.
And also Doc's, Freemason scare stories we'll put together that maybe there's something called a cornerstone and we should go look at it.
Right. Definitely. That's where they put all their hidden secret messages.
Yeah.
So yeah. You go outside and of course it is very cold. There's snow piled up around the church and there's shrubbery that has grown up and trees and stuff. But you've only got four corners to pick. Would you like to look at one of the corners in the front or the corners in the back?
Four of us.
All right. Each of you give me an observation and insight check.
Observation, insight check.
Oh, boy.
For everybody but Valentino, it is a D1. Okay. For Valentino, it is a D2.
What are the odds that we might notice that Valentino is obsessed?
Well, no. he seems very much distracted as he is looking around. So which corner of the building do you pick? Do you want to pick, if we're looking at it from above, let's see, Valentino, do you want to go upper left, upper right, lower left, or lower right? Lower left, lower right are the entrances of the front of the building.
We'll say upper left.
Okay, upper left. You go around there and you see the back door to the church and you see a stone. There's nothing very particular about this, but you do notice that every so often on these lower path or the lower layer of the building, every once in a while you'll see the little circle luminary symbol. And that makes you think, oh my goodness, I really need to get back to this book. So Blisko, which one was you, Valentino? Upper left. So that leaves upper right, lower left, and lower right.
I'll take the other upper.
Okay.
Upper right.
You go around and this part of the building is kind of curved, so there's no corner here. So that's why you're not able to find a cornerstone in your section. You have zero successes.
Which direction is northeast?
The direction that is northeast for sure.
Would the lower left corner be the northeast corner? Because that's the one I want to check.
The lower left, sure.
Yeah.
All right. You go down there and you are poking around. You have to pull out some bushes. Are you willing to pull out bushes?
Like pull them out of the ground or pull them aside?
Yeah. No, like pull them out of the ground.
I am Doc. How many bushes are we talking?
Like three bushes. I mean, large, it's going to be noticeable. Yeah, they're pretty large.
Yeah.
All right. So you heave and you haul and you yank three bushes out and you notice that there is a very large granite cornerstone right here on the building. And you can see carved into one side, the side that is facing to the very, very front. You see a date carved into the cornerstone that says 1555.
Jumping fish hooks.
What does it say?
1555.
So 400 years, give or take. Is there anything else? I mean, are we looking at like their square and their level and their...
Yep, it's square and it's level. Sure enough, you are correct.
Anything going on? Like no other symbology or anything?
No, nope. You don't see any symbols. You are focused on finding the cornerstone and you have. Carlos, you take the other corner, and again, there are a couple of bushes there if you'd like to yank them out.
Yeah.
Sure. So you yank out a couple of bushes, and you find another big stone, but this is not the cornerstone, and it has nothing on it except that it is a big granite polished stone, and it is sitting opposite of the stone that Doc went to go look at, and he seems pretty agitated. He seems pretty excited about something that he has found.
I'll make a so-so attempt at putting the bushes back, kicking some dirt.
Lean them.
Lean them up against the wall and kick some dirt back on there, and then go see what Doc is up to.
Yep. Doc gives a whistle in case the people around back are listening for whistles.
You guys hear it?
Yeah.
Okay. Valentino?
Maybe not so much.
Okay. So Blisko comes wandering up.
What'd you find?
Not a corner.
Oh, nice.
We've got a cornerstone.
Oh, well, what does it say?
1555.
That a bit early for buildings over here?
Yeah.
Not really. I mean, there's colonies. There are definitely colonies by 1555 here in the U.S. So it's not possible, but this is pretty far into the interior for this particular church.
So that was my thought is like, well, there would have been people, there would have been Europeans settling here, but not necessarily here yet.
That year sounds like something about it.
Yeah, familiar. I'm looking. Don't know that I wrote down if like the luminaries took off and hit things in a particular year. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, 1555, here it is. And it's like, oh, no, this is the 1555 I just wrote down.
You could do, let's see, Dutch, why don't you do an insight plus academia?
Okay.
And see if you can remember if you heard this from anywhere before.
Insight. I'll take a momentum.
Okay.
Three successes.
All right, three successes. So you get...
Unless it's... No, never mind. Yep, three successes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, three successes. Yeah, you definitely remember when you were looking through that children's book that you saw something about the 1500s is when this group of heroes stopped the evil necromancer from completing his spell, and that these heroic luminaries then took the various pieces and took them across the seas and across faraway lands to hide them from any potential evildoers who would want to resurrect the necromancer's evil spell.
Okay. So Dutch will do some calculations or think about it and be like, yep, this matches up. The luminaries were supposed to be going around the world hiding the mystical items in the 1500s. So by 1555, they may well have made it out here.
Hmm.
Now, my question is, did they hide the thing in the church or did they hide it in that mine shaft?
I have a suspicion that the whatever it is hidden in the mine shaft, and that the church was actually meant to be a map or a legend to get you to the shaft. But now that the shaft is being used to mine coal, or no longer being used to mine coal since it apparently collapsed, you figure they weren't mining in the 1500s, so they didn't expect people to be out and about digging other holes.
Well, not only that, but if you assume that for some amount of time there would have been a presence here by this group, you know, they probably hid the stuff and then stuck around. Hey, maybe there's a ghost.
Hey.
Where's Valentino?
Where is Valentino?
Go find Valentino.
You guys wander around the other three sides of the church before you finally come and you find Valentino sitting on the ground in the snow, book in his lap. And what else are you doing, Valentino?
I think that's mainly it. Just staring at the book, turning the page every now and again, mumbling to himself.
Valentino.
Yeah. Well, yeah. What? Hey, you guys find anything?
Yeah. Can I see your book for a minute?
Yeah, I suppose.
Now let me just hang on to, we found something that we thought we might want to look and see, maybe with a looking for something without a mask. I'm bad at metaphor. So, you know.
I mean, clearly, because there's, like, nobody around you.
Yeah.
I'm trying to speak in code.
Yeah, it's okay, Doc. We found that this building was started in 1555, which matches our records or when the luminaries would have been around. So we're wondering if maybe there's some sort of remnant or presence around here. That maybe we could talk to about it.
If somebody had an ask me to Octe to Ostgaze.
Yeah, well, we can see. Yeah, sure. do you want to look inside for that, or?
I think we should try inside first.
Okay, all right. Yeah, might distract that friendly fella. I don't know how.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I have an excellent idea.
Okay.
I'll go talk to him.
Okay.
And then he'll make himself scarce.
Oh. Well, don't sell yourself short, Doc. Maybe you'll enthrall him with your conversation. Either way, it'll work.
So I suppose we should give him a moment.
Nah.
Sure.
Okay. I should be able to get him out of there in no time. So is he still in there?
Oh yeah, he's up on his ladder. His father told me he has to get that work done. Tink, 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 tink.
Good work
tink.
Ethic.
Tink, 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 tink. Well, it's either work or you get the switch. Wink, tink, 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 tink.
What was his name?
Billy Ray.
Billy Ray?
Mm-hmm. Billy Ray DeGood.
Oh, son of the Reverend DeGood.
Yep.
See, I wrote it down. Billy Ray.
Oh, yeah. Oh, hey. It's you.
Yeah, it's me. Can you show me? Do you like have any like drawings of what this used to look like?
Nope.
Oh, could you maybe draw me a picture of what it used to look like?
I'm not going. No good at drawing. I'm good at talking. Maybe we can go out walking.
Yeah, maybe we go for a walk and you can tell me what it used to look like.
Okay. What about that other fella? I'd sure like to go take him walking.
Which fella's that?
The movie star.
Oh no, he's distracted right now. He had to go and try and find a telephone, and I hear the nearest one is all the way
just
back
across the street at the cafe.
Yeah, but that's a long way to go.
Well,
we'll meet up with him later, I think.
As long as we don't go out walking too long, I suppose I can
Sure. I don't want to get you in trouble, but I want
to. Well, you know. You see, I still have to clean off the rest of these walls this month, and or else I'm in big trouble. So I suppose I can take a few moments with sure. you, I guess, and climbs down the ladder, and he walks out with you out the front door. I don't know where you guys are going.
Small town life is tough.
We're going somewhere.
A good walk around the block.
There you go.
By which I mean the entire town. All right, I will stand between Valentino and the front door. Kind of cover.
By the way, I kept the book just in case, you know.
I mentioned, I did find a back door.
Is that a regular back door or like a secret back door?
Yeah, no, it's a regular back door. It's a heavy oak black back door.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's like, so in churches, oftentimes you have that back door so the priest can come in through the back, and then that way the people don't see him preparing, and then he can come out in all of his
Actually, just out of curiosity, and I wouldn't have been the one that was like back there necessarily because I was up at the front, but is there a separate like house or habitation for the priest?
This seems like the sort of place
I would have something in the church. Or a built-in,
it would probably be a separate building, but you have not seen anything like that.
Okay.
Maybe while Doc is out walking, maybe he can inquire about that.
Yeah, maybe. I don't think it relates to the mystery, but I'm just curious.
I mean, typically, Catholic priest has a house that he lives in with his staff, and the nuns would be in a different place.
Yeah.
So it would not be maybe out of your question as a world traveler to know that there would probably be I don't think it's what is the priest's house called? I don't think
like that's a rectory or something.
Yeah, I can't remember if the rectory is the spot behind. House? Yeah, that's just a house. Yeah, that's like the house. There's a rectory.
The rectory is it doesn't have to be a house. I think the rectory is just where the priest lives, so the rectory can be.
But it's not in the church. There would be a separate building.
But here. The rectory is just like the priest's office and changing space.
Mm-hmm.
It is where he is able to get ready for mass, for everything. Right. He will have a house that is usually disconnected from the church itself, but within very close distance.
Right.
For example, if you live in the one that I grew up in. The church that I grew up in, the house was across the street.
Yeah, that was literally the same way with me until the church burned down, and then it was about a block away when they rebuilt it. So our priest was he was not one to hold back, especially Sunday morning when everyone's leaving church. I remember some kids across the street were playing their rock and roll music a little bit too loud, and he just let loose. Can you boys turn that down? Like top of his voice kind of thing. So, yeah. Yeah.
Fun.
Yeah.
You grew up in the town from Footloose.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, because literally when you cross the railroad tracks, you're in the other city.
So apparently the generic name for that is a parsonage.
Ah, there you go.
So that includes that a rectory, clergy house, or vicarage.
That would be a non-Catholic version of...
Yeah, because that also that also goes for Sephardic tradition. Yeah.
Sure.
Well, sort
anyway,
of.
Let's get back to the game.
All right.
So, Dutch will think about how he didn't see any sort of like an annex or priest house. But he will also kind of stand next to Valentino and try to cover up when he puts on the mask.
Just in case the Reverend is floating around inside.
You just don't know.
Yeah, Reverends are like ninjas. There's usually 10 or 12 of them in every room. You just can't see them.
Oh, yeah. If they slip out and we slip in, I'll put on the mask. And
so which way are you facing when you put on the mask?
Towards
the right way.
Towards the what?
Yeah, towards the the pulpit.
Okay, towards the altar. Okay. Yeah. So you're facing towards the altar, so the entrance is to your back, and you put on the mask, and the altar just lights up with this brilliant, blinding light.
Ah.
You okay? What's happening?
That's it. Pretty bright.
Okay.
Are you turning towards him when you're talking, or do you continue to stare at the bright light that is?
Yeah, I'll probably turn away and.
Yeah, as soon as you turn away, you see that the church is filled with dead miners, all standing, staring at you. Long drawn in faces, miners' caps, some of them missing parts of their face, others of them. Missing limbs, but they're all just standing, staring at you silently.
Critical Hit Punch Hall Nazis is a production of Major Spoilers Entertainment and was produced and edited by me, Steven Schleicher. If you'd like to get a behind-the-scenes making of this episode, be sure to check out the GM Roundtable Octoon Cthulhu Edition at our Patreon page, patreon.com/majorspoilers. Each week, I discuss my plans for the upcoming game session, and Dr. Brad Will is there to share his reactions and advice on how to be a better game master. I will warn you, though, there are spoilers galore in every installment of the GM Roundtable Octoon Cthulhu Edition. So, if you don't like spoilers and don't want to know what I am planning next, don't listen to these episodes. Though, I will say, if you do listen, you'll be able to see how and where the players throw a wrench into my plans, and you're also going to have greater insight into the world that's being built into this campaign. Finally, we want you to record yourself doing your best on Critical Hit and send it to us at podcast@majorspoilers.com, and your voice will join the growing chorus of fans in upcoming episodes as well. Thank you again for listening this week, and here's hoping all of your dice rolls are critical hits.
This podcast is copyright 2024 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.
Save big money now on new siding from LP Smart Side at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty that means no painting for years to come. View our entire selection of siding from LP Smart Side today. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer terms apply.